Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Larissa. We're two working moms
and real-life friends
on the journey to improving our family's health.
We're digging through the facts and fads around living a cleaner, greener lifestyle
with plenty of cocktails.
Whether you've taken the plunge like Larissa
or just a little crunchy curious like Allison, this podcast's for you.
Welcome to the Crunchy Cocktail Hour.
Happy Friday, guys. This is Larissa, and as always, I'm here with Allison.
Hi, everyone.
So today we're going to be talking about the medicinal benefits of garlic. We're going to talk to you about some of the history of garlic, as well as common things that you could use it for today, whether it's long-term supplementation of garlic or kind of the quick uses of, I don't know, beauty and health things that you could use it for.
Or shoving way more cloves than is appropriate into food, like I do.
I mean, let's be honest. When something says that you need one clove of garlic in your food, that's laughable.
That's at least three.
Yeah. Always multiply by three.
Agreed.
Never a bad thing. And I think today's episode will tell you that is true.
Oh, nice.
That you should add more.
I feel justified.
Makes for health and food benefits.
Nice.
So what are we drinking today?
So this is a Clementine Moscow Mule. And I think you said this has been your favorite to date.
It is my favorite drink that you've ever made. It's so refreshing and so pretty. And it makes me want it to be summer. Like I could see this drinking this in the summer.
So interestingly, I like Moscow Mules for après-ski when it's cold. But there's so
why you gotta be so fancy?
Après-ski? That's the bougiest thing I've ever said in my life.
What does that mean? Is that like when you don't ski but lounge or whatever?
Après-ski literally is French for after skiing. So it's
what if you're me and you don't ski and you just before and after activity ski just, and during you're just drinking the whole time.
I think that's just called drinking all day.
Yay.
But in a swanky lodge. So it's great.
Perfect.
But this the thing I love about Moscow Mules is it's that ginger flavor, it's that fresh citrus flavor, and it's served in a copper mug, so you feel awesome.
I love it. Favorite drink, hands down.
Well, cheers to garlic.
Cheers. So as I was getting stuff prepared for this episode, you know, I of course knew all kinds of things about garlic, but I thought it might be fun to look up the history.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, before we officially dive in, let's do our disclaimer, right? Because we are not doctors.
No, we are not doctors. So anything that we say on this show, definitely seek medical advice. This is definitely, we're not meant to be giving you advice from a medical perspective. We're just telling you what we've researched, what we've heard, what we know from our experience. But, you know, the truth is that you should always be looking into things yourself and make sure that it's things that work for you. So we don't know. We're not doctors. So don't take our advice as such.
But I will tell you, some of these things are significant and some of these things are backed by studies. And so it's worth talking to a doctor about if it's something that might impact you and something that you want to try, talk to a doctor about it legitimately. I think more and more doctors are now open to kind of trying things out with more natural approaches or food approaches. So, you know, nobody's going to laugh at you if you ask the question.
It's true.
So let's talk about the history of, which I find really interesting. So what I realized, it's one of the earliest documented plants that was used for treatments of disease or for maintaining health. And it's still the most used today. And so when I started to read about it, they were saying that garlic was already being used at the beginning of recorded history, but, you know, not even at the point of recorded history, it was used way before then. So we're talking like 5,000 years ago. And then the Egyptians had this, I don't know, medical document that they had that has been found. And that was in 1500 BC.
That's crazy.
It's insane, right?
And using it for medicinal purposes, not just cooking.
Absolutely. Like using it for medicinal purposes. And to the point that I don't think this is a known fact because it wasn't known to me. It was such a staple and used so often that actually in King Tut's tomb, there was preserved, like well-preserved garlic found in the tomb.
So we have something in common with King Tut. We love garlic.
That's true. That's true. And like some articles I read actually talked about, you know, at least from their perspective, I don't know about our perspective, but they actually credit the, you know, built the, like the build of the pyramids to garlic. They would give it to their workers on a daily basis because they thought it promoted like stamina and strength and energy. And so they would literally, it was like, you know, like if you were like walking down the line and everyone was getting a pill, they were getting like cloves of garlic
and just eating it.
Totally. Because that's the best way to consume it is raw.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really surprising.
Isn't that really interesting? But it doesn't stop with the Egyptians. So, you know, it's ancient texts from like Greece and Rome and China and India. They all had documented garlic as medicine. And, you know, things from like, of course, food, right? Because we all love it for food, but for physical health, for spiritual health. And I think it's so big too, because it's kind of this like, I don't know, unkillable plant. Like it doesn't take a lot to grow it. You only need a clove to grow more. Like even in—
would it grow in this climate? Have you grown garlic?
I haven't grown garlic myself, but like think about just even in the fridge, it starts to sprout all by itself. Like it's hard to kill it. And so it can grow so easily in any climate, in any environment. It doesn't take a lot, and it takes a lot to kill it.
All right. That I'm doing that this year because we eat so much garlic. Might as well try and grow it myself.
Totally. Totally. So I found this just so interesting. And the biggest thing that I found is like, okay, so this goes back 5,000 years and still to this day in the United States, it's the top five supplemental herbs in terms of sales in the United States to this day. Like so, it kind of moves around a little bit, but it's always consistently in the top five.
So interesting. Do you know what else would be in the top five? I'm just curious. It's like, what other things would even be considered?
There's things like ginger. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to remember. I know turmeric is in there.
Okay.
There's one called, I can't pronounce it.
Euchinacea.
That's always in the top five. I can't remember what else is in there, but I can look it up and post it for you. Yeah,
I'm trying to get a sense of what else would even be considered a medicinal herb. Yeah, but
like when you think about, like I would never have thought that.
No. For me, it's like I always thought of it as purely cooking and a lot.
Totally. So funny story. When I realized that garlic was used for medicinal purposes is in college. I was at the massage school. So my girlfriends and I would go to the massage school all the time.
It was free massages.
Well, they weren't free, but they were heavily discounted. And so one day I was at the massage school and I was waiting for my massage. And I was kind of, they had this little library of sorts that you can, you know, buy little trinkets and books and things like that. So I was looking at this book about all these uses for garlic. And I ran across this specific anecdote about a philosopher, I don't even remember who the philosopher was, but saying that you could use garlic to determine fertility. So the approach, okay, but listen.
Okay.
So the approach was you cut a piece of garlic in half.
Oh no, I know where this is going.
You insert the garlic.
No, that's where I thought it was going.
And then in the morning, if she has garlic breath, she is fertile.
What?
Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
That is ridiculous.
So, of course, it was ridiculous. And I laughed. But then I was like, oh, like this book had a million different things in there about like things you could use garlic for. And I was like,
and some of them were garbage.
Some of them were super weird. But I think that was the first moment. And it's funny that like, you know, it's one of those like, do you remember where you were when? I remember where I was when I learned that people use garlic for other things.
You need more in your life.
Well, I got a massage. That was nice.
That sounds lovely. The garlic up the lady bit sounds a little weird.
I mean, I don't recommend that. And we're going to talk about that.
See, this is why we have a disclaimer. Please do not put garlic places where garlic should not go.
Please don't. So it's been used forever, but why?
Yeah. So what would garlic actually do?
It's literally like, I know sometimes we joke and we say it's anti this and anti that and it's anti everything, but literally it is. It's an antioxidant, which we've talked so much about lately in terms of battling oxidative stress from free radicals in your body, in the environment. So it's an antioxidant. It's antibacterial. It's antifungal. It's antiparasitic. It's antiviral. It's got
hence why it's so hard to kill.
You cannot kill it, right? And it's got tons of vitamins and minerals. So it's got calcium, copper, iron, manganese, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin B2, B6, vitamin C. And selenium, I specifically wanted to note, which it's a mineral that boosts the function of other antioxidants. So it already has antioxidants in it, but it kind of like comes together and makes them better, makes them stronger.
Interesting.
So there's literally like everything in it. And so it makes me feel really good about the amount of garlic I eat.
It's, I mean, it also just enhances whatever you're cooking. I feel like it's not
so good.
It's not a takeover flavor in its own. It's just an enhancer of flavor. And so, hey, if you're having something that tastes as good as garlic does, that's that good for you.
Yeah.
Win-win.
But it's kind of, it's interesting because you just, you know it's good for you, right? And you know it's healthy and stuff. But I mean, it's so healthy. There's so many benefits from it. And so I wanted to kind of note a couple of things that people are using garlic for today. I mean, there's a reason why it's so high in sales. There's a reason why people are supplementing it. And it's not just a matter of like, I stick it in my diet or every once in a while, but people are using it on a daily basis mm-hmm. for lots of different things. So I thought we should talk about kind of what some of those things are. And again, you know, if some of these things apply to you, if you don't have a serious medical condition or you're interested in using it as a preventative measure, great.
And what's the harm, right?
Right. It's- what's the harm? If you already have a condition, this is one of those, that's the cases where we say, like, talk to your doctor about it. Do not replace garlic with medicine that you're taking.
Or replace medicine with garlic. Yeah.
Yeah. That, that. But I think it's just, I don't know, it's just fascinating to hear about what you could potentially use it for. So let's get into it. So I wanted to start out, I categorize these kind of in two parts, one being the stuff where you would use it kind of consistently over time in order to combat something, and then the things that you would use it as kind of like a here and there one time thing.
Okay.
So in terms of consistent supplementing, there are studies now that show that supplementing with garlic can either prevent or shorten time of like common cold and the flu.
And how would you take it in that case?
So you need to, so let's back up for here for a second. You need to, the rawest form is always the most potent form.
So literally eating a clove of garlic.
Literally eating a clove of garlic. So there is the main ingredient in garlic, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, is called allicin.
Okay.
And that's activated. It's not just, if you look at the clove, it's not there. But when you crush it, when you bite it, when you chop it, it releases that. And that's what
it sounds like you're saying my name wrong.
Allicin. That's exactly what I'm doing.
I digress.
So that's what you really want. So I know it's hard to like chomp down a bunch of cloves of garlic yes. every day, just raw. So you can get it in a powdered form, but you need to make sure that that supplement contains active allicin.
Okay.
In order for it to be beneficial to you.
Makes sense. Maybe if you can find one and we can definitely add it to the show notes.
Definitely. So yeah, when we talk about supplementing, it would either be in a certain quantity of raw garlic, or it would be in a powdered pill form, for example. So one study that I read about, like talking about like flu and common cold, and I can link some of these, is they did a study over 12 weeks and they found that the group that didn't receive placebo but received supplement of garlic had a reduced number of colds by like 63%.
That's, I mean,
that's significant. Mm-hmm. That's significant. And they continue to do studies on this. So either the non-placebo group just didn't get sick. And if they did, they were just sick for a shorter period of time.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And that's such a concern for literally everyone.
Yeah. I mean, especially for kids. I'm assuming garlic would be one of those supplements you could easily give kids.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like in a big pill form. So I think you might have to hide it.
Yes.
And obviously raw garlic is like too spicy or whatever we would call it for kids. But I'm sure you could find a way to do it.
In a powdered form or something.
In a powdered form. I also think there might be, it might exist in a liquid form.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Good.
Because I know that for medicinal purposes, I mean, you could crush it, smash it. And I'm going to talk about ways that you can dilute it in olive oil and stuff.
Or a tincture even.
Exactly. Exactly. So there probably is a way to give it. And to be honest with you, I haven't looked at safety in kind of mass quantities for kids, but that could be something that we look into if people are interested in that.
And missed opportunity. I should have done a garlic cocktail.
That doesn't sound good. I mean, I love garlic.
Maybe not in a bevy.
But so the other thing is high blood pressure. So I'm gonna say this, but I'm gonna send us back to our disclaimer. There are studies that have shown that high doses of supplementing with garlic have been, in this one specific study that used one specific drug for hypertension, also known as high blood pressure, that showed a group of people using high doses of garlic that were showing the same results as the study drug.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
That's insane.
It's just think crazy.
Of the side effects, the potential side effects for hypertension drugs versus garlic. Yeah.
But again, one of those cases where I say, don't get off your medicine by any means, but do talk to a doctor about whether supplementing with garlic is something that you want to add.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe there's opportunity to lower a dosage or I don't know. Again,
but especially if it could do no harm. That's the thing I always think with these.
Yes.
If you're adding it to an existing regimen that you're working with a doctor. Why
not? Right. And another one is it can lower LDL, which is like, you know, there's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. LDL is the bad cholesterol. So it can help lower that type of cholesterol. And the biggest one, which I find so fascinating, and it's making me want to start supplementing with garlic, is that we talked about that there's antioxidants. And the free radicals, the oxidative stress that forms in your body essentially kills living cells, living tissue. It can actually help reduce the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
So kind of follow me down this rabbit hole. Like cardiovascular disease, so things like blood pressure, there are others, coupled with high cholesterol, which we've also talked about garlic could help with. Increase your risk of dementia. And the most common form of dementia is Alzheimer's. So if you are using garlic and you're combating the cholesterol issue or any cardiovascular issues, you're just essentially decreasing your risk of Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Or other types of dementia.
And that's something that I think is on everybody's mind. You know, dementia, Alzheimer's, we all know somebody that's suffering from it. Horrible disease. So
absolutely.
Anything you can do to help
absolutely
work against something like that, that's incredible.
Yeah. And I think, and if we think about the, I don't know, the vein side of it all, again, battling oxidative stress, it helps slow down our aging process, right? Can't beat that. So you're looking pretty. You don't have any dementia.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that horrible?
Well, it made me laugh, so it's worth it.
So, like, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Like, there's not a ton of reasons to not do it.
No, and I want to link some of these studies that I found to share with you guys in case anybody's interested, in case that's something that you want to bring to a doctor. We'll definitely link those. And so I think what I'm about to say is a little bit of a stretch, but I think at the end of the day, all of the things that I just mentioned, which are really big, common health risks, the cholesterol, the cardiovascular issues, Alzheimer's, dementia, or, you know, Alzheimer's being a type of dementia, battling against all those things, and then including the antioxidants, which slow down the aging process, does garlic help us live longer?
Hey, if garlic helps us live longer, good.
I mean, I love
it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're battling against all that stuff, you're pushing that stuff off or lowering the risk, like, do you live longer? I don't know. Like, that's the conclusion I come to. Like,
yeah.
It just, at the end of the day, helps you stay healthier and helps you stay around longer. And I think the other thing that we see just more and more now is cancer. It just seems kind of inevitable that someone has something at some point in time. And there are studies now starting to crop up about links between supplementing garlic and reduced risks of certain types of cancers. And so I think that's just one to watch because, again, it's not going to be a cancer fighter if you have cancer, mm-hmm. but if there's something with even the thought of reducing your risk, I'm going to start popping that.
Yeah.
Because there's no risk to not doing it.
Exactly. I think that's the biggest thing for
me. No risk to doing
it. Yeah. There's no risk to adding a garlic supplement, but it seems like there is a lot of potential for upside. And, you know, everything that Larissa is mentioning, there's studies that we'll post to the show notes that accompany some of these pieces, because I think it's really important that we're not 100% saying these things, right? You're not saying garlic's going to help you live longer.
No.
But there are studies that are showing that there are benefits to these things. And so if there is a potential upside to your health and there is no downside,
right,
it just seems logical.
Right. And I do always want to address, like, I don't think that there is anything out there that exists that's a cure-all. I feel like if it's a cure-all, then it, like, cures nothing. But there are just these... Like, I truly believe food is medicine. Mm-hmm. And it's no coincidence that this has been around for so long. And it's no coincidence that it's still in the top five of people supplementing it. And it's no coincidence that there's studies now slowly starting to back it. Now, again, it's going to be a stretch for conventional medicine to just start using this. But if you do a little bit of research, and again, there's no harm to trying some of these things, especially if you're trying to combat against maybe something that's in your family history, mm-hmm. You know, it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot. If you're not at a place where you have to take medicine, why not?
I love it.
Before we continue, let's take a quick break so we can tell you about our sponsor for today. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
Larissa and I have had the opportunity to try HelloFresh, and I have to tell you, I am 100% hooked. I've tried other meal delivery services, but HelloFresh just makes it so much easier. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy, labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. No more searching through your fridge for the specific ingredients that go with each recipe card. What really sets it apart, though, is that these delicious meals are super quick to prepare, so you won't spend all night in the kitchen. These recipes take only around 30 minutes, and there is always a 20-minute meal option on the classic menu for those days when you really need a healthy meal fast.
There's three different plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. And we've been trying out the veggie plan with my husband and kids, and we've all really enjoyed it. Especially being the vegetarian plan, I was actually really impressed with how inventive the meals are, but that they still don't take a ton of time. But best of all, HelloFresh makes it so easy to cook delicious, balanced dinners for my family for less than $10 a meal. The kids love opening the box and looking through the menu cards, and I can take a deep breath knowing that I've got three healthy meals planned and ready to go.
So head over to HelloFresh.com and use code CRUNCHY30 to get $30 off your first week and find out why we are so in love with HelloFresh.
So those are a lot of the big uses that I've read about that, you know, potentially impact a lot of the population, and that you want to think about maybe talking to a doctor or incorporating a supplement for kind of daily consumption. But then there's a lot of really cool uses for garlic as kind of like a onesie twosie here and there. And I think those are really interesting. So acne is a big one. So you
rub it on your face?
Yeah. So you slice a piece of garlic in half because, again, you want to activate the Listen, I can't say it now without thinking of me saying Allison. Your name wrong. So you slice open a piece of garlic in half and you just literally rub it on your pimples.
You're going to smell terrible.
But it's, well, again, it's good, you're going you to smell totally bad, but do it at night or you wash it off in the morning. But again, it's antibacterial. So it only makes sense that it's going to help reduce redness and it's going to help shrink your pimple down.
That's fascinating.
And some of the things I read, too, are really talking about that you might even be able to get to things that are kind of deep under the skin. It's not even like an active piece of acne. You know, when you have like something that's like you can tell something's under your skin and it needs to come out, like it's, you could try it.
I've got one right now.
Well, try. Put on some garlic. So the other one is cold sores. And again, in the same type of way, you would slice it open. The only difference is that you would take like a small sliver and you would put it on the cold sore for about, I don't know, I'm just going to throw something out, like 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
And like literally you can scotch tape it to your face. I know that sounds crazy. And it's probably going to burn because it's acidic. But again, it's antibacterial and it's going to work and it's going to help heal it faster.
This is crazy. I wonder if we're going to start seeing allicin pop up in some products.
I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder what it is in that we don't know about.
Yeah, probably something. Or they're using some kind of synthetic version of it.
Yeah. And it's not just that. Like if you think about like all the minerals and vitamins that we talked about that are in garlic, that's infused into your skin as well when you do something like that. So again, you're going to smell bad. So do it at night.
Or just so your spouse can suffer through it.
So that you walk out of the bathroom and they see a piece of garlic taped to your face.
Is this going to be like the new I'm tired? I'm sorry, I'm putting garlic on my face tonight.
Oh, I just put my garlic on. Sorry.
Not tonight, honey.
Oh my gosh. The other one that is, I think, more commonplace and that I have done.
You've done this.
Well, yeah. And I've also done the acne one.
And it worked.
I think it works.
Okay.
Is ear infections.
I'm not putting garlic in my kid's ear.
Okay. So let's talk about this. So you want to basically, so you can't like stick a clove of garlic in someone's ear. That is unsafe. But what you want to do is try to infuse the compounds of the garlic into an oil that you can easily just do with a dropper into the ear. So you would heat up, and again, I'm going to make something up, like a tablespoon of oil, and you would crush some garlic into it and just let it cook at like the lowest setting to basically allow it to quickly infuse the oil. And you let it cool, you drain out the garlic, and then you do a couple of drops in the ear.
Hmm.
So here's the thing. You have to be careful with this for a couple of reasons. If you have a ruptured eardrum, which can happen with an ear infection, you don't want to do this. You don't want to stick anything in there. There are like very special drugs for something like that. But if like you go and you take your kid to the pediatrician and they say there's fluid in their ear, not quite an ear infection, but you know, we're going to watch it. This is a great remedy for it. Or if they're on antibiotics and you know that their eardrum isn't ruptured, you can use it to kind of help speed the process along. I, as an adult, got an ear infection like a baby, like a few years ago.
And you tried this?
And I tried it. And so I did go to the doctor because I didn't know what it was. All of a sudden, I heard this literally drumming in my ear.
Oh, geez.
And I went to like an urgent care and they were like, you have an ear infection. And I was like, what am I, a baby?
Yeah, how does that happen to adults?
I don't know. But it is something I've done, and it's, you know, it doesn't feel like anything. It's just a couple of drops in your ear. But
so if you don't have breast milk on hand, use some garlic.
That's right. But still with a dropper.
not directly in.
No. But, you know, again, like I think this is a great option for kids, especially because they get them often. And nowadays they're trying to stay away from antibiotics, and you're kind of more watching the infection. So this is a great way to kind of help it along.
Makes sense.
So okay, now that I've explained it to you, would you try?
Yeah, I think that sounds normal.
Okay. All right. It sounds normal. I like the way you say that.
Not everything you suggest sounds normal, but this one sounds normal.
Okay. This one is like magic. I don't know why it works, but I swear it works.
Okay.
It's for splinters.
Oh.
If you have a splinter, the same way that I was telling you about a cold sore, you take like a sliver of garlic that's, you know, cut. So you, because you want the middle, you like use a Band-Aid, you tape it, whatever you want to your splinter. Within a few hours, your splinter just comes out.
Okay.
I don't understand why it works, but I swear it does.
That sounds cool.
But I'm desperate to figure out why it works.
Why? Have you tried to do a deep Google and nothing's out there?
I can't figure out why it works. It just does. And I've tried it. It works. It's bizarre.
I wonder why.
I don't know. But like, I don't know. I don't know how easy this would be to do with kids. Like, if you were like, okay, I'm not going to touch your splinter, but I'm going to tape some garlic to you. I don't know.
I feel like that would go over better because it wouldn't be painful.
Yeah, you're not coming at them with tweezers. But think about it. Like, there's something about the garlic that draws out the splinter, but then on top of it, it's got these amazing healing properties. So, like, even if it's starting to form an infection or something, it's going to help with that as well.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, I don't know. That's one to, I'd like, keep one in your arsenal, and you're always going to have garlic at home. So
I always have a lot of garlic.
And this last one, I feel like you're going to be interested in. I haven't tried it. I literally don't want any more hair because I have pounds of hair. But I've read a lot of things about using like a garlic oil massage in order to help grow hair, have better hair health. And it's, you know, coming off of the podcast we recently did about hair health, you would kind of do it the same way as I was talking about with the ear infections. You would just cook it up a little bit and let the garlic kind of soak into the oil. And then you would just use it as a massage on your hair before you shampooed. Or some people I've read actually like put it in their shampoo and like shampoo their hair with it. I don't know about the smell in this situation.
Yeah, I think I'd want to rinse it out.
Right.
But it sounds like a good idea.
But I mean, that could be something to try. Like, again, what's the harm?
Yeah.
I think you would have to do it for some time consistently. I don't think it's like an everyday thing, but maybe like an every week thing. Like
almost a mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime that you would do some kind of repair, something for your health, you could incorporate it in.
I like that.
Would you try it?
Give this a go. Like the chili oil, remember we were going to try that?
Yeah, we should. I wonder really if it's
similar properties.
Maybe.
Something about just like invigorating.
Yeah, because I would imagine the garlic might be a little bit tingly as
That's what I was thinking.
Interesting.
Right, one of us tries garlic and one of us tries chili oil.
Okay. Or we both. We both do.
I like it. Can you make me them?
Yes. I will look up a recipe.
Thank you.
But one thing, and we talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the episode, I'm all for trying garlic in like lots of ways, but I am not for inserting garlic where it doesn't belong. One of the most common things that if you Google, you will find that people do with garlic is use it to combat a yeast infection.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Listen. It is antibacterial and anti-everything, like I mentioned. But like, A, that's going to hurt.
Yes.
If something is inflamed and infected, that is going to hurt. And not only that, like you have to think about like garlic is grown in soil. Soil has contaminants. Like you don't want to add
an
existing problem. No. Like, please don't do that. Of all the things, please don't do that.
I feel like that's not a hard sell. Like, don't stick garlic up your anywhere.
I'm a member of some health-focused Facebook groups, and people are putting garlic in there. They're putting garlic in there.
Please don't do that.
I will tell you, if you don't want to go the mainstream route and take a mainstream medicine, go see a local pharmacist, a local natural pharmacist. There are other things you can get.
That aren't cloves of garlic.
That are not cloves of garlic, that are a more natural medicine, if that's important to you. But please don't put garlic in there. I mean, like, you know, I'm like all for like trying weird things. Don't put garlic in there.
Okay.
Please don't.
I hope you know I would not have.
I don't know, Allison. You look like you really want to do it.
Hard pass.
So we also talked about this in the beginning, but I kind of just want to tell you a couple of quick tips about using the garlic. So again, garlic is best in the rawest form, and you want that allicin to be activated, which happens when you chop the garlic, when you chew the garlic, or when you otherwise chop the garlic or cut it up in some way. And so always with any food, it's best in its rawest form. I will say that cooking the garlic, the only thing that, like, one of the only things it doesn't deplete is the antioxidant properties. So whether or not it's raw or it's cooked, if it's in your salad or you've put it into your main dish, like, you're still getting the antioxidant benefits from it. So that's fantastic. But again, that allicin, which is that main active ingredient that contains all the everything that we want out of the garlic, it gets destroyed when you cook it. So if you do want to like significantly supplement and you don't want to chew pieces of garlic. Mm-hmm. You can get a supplement powdered form, but you want to make sure that it contains allicin. So just using the powdered garlic from, you know, your spice cabinet is not going to be the same thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, there'll be specific supplements that are made sure to kind of preserve and maintain some of those properties. And the one big thing that I want to make sure that this is kind of a disclaimer, because garlic is such a natural antibiotic, it can mess with your stomach.
Okay.
It can deplete some of like the good flora that's in your gut. So you always, like if you are, I'm not talking about the normal garlic that's in your diet, but if you are now daily purposely supplementing, which is probably more than the average person takes, you want to make sure that you're taking a good probiotic to kind of balance everything out.
Okay,
that's one of the biggest things. But I don't know, guys. Garlic's kind of magic. And I'm more impressed by it now that I know the history, because I'm like, I don't know, somehow I feel like people back in the day like knew what was going on.
Well, they just didn't have access to the pharmaceutical products that we had. So they had to find other things that would work, more natural things that would work. So it makes sense. It seems really logical.
Yeah. And it's, you know, if you've got garlic in your diet, add a little more. If some of these things are a concern to you, add a supplement. If you've got a significant issue and next time you go see your doctor, just, I don't know, talk to them about it and see what they say. And if you're using garlic for something really cool that we haven't talked about, tell me.
Yeah. Anything else we should consider?
Yeah, I'm honestly really starting to think, like, I eat a ton of garlic. We've talked about, like, I double, triple, quadruple the amounts of garlic that are supposed to be in any meal.
But you also will eat it, you'll dip a raw piece of garlic in salt.
Yes,
right?
I will. I grew up doing that. So borscht is a really common, it's like a red beet soup in Russian culture. And the way that I grew up eating it is on the side, having a napkin with salt on it and just dipping a raw piece of garlic in the salt and eating it while I eat the borscht. So, but again, I don't eat borscht like every day.
Maybe now you should.
I mean, I'm not that Russian. I'm Russian, but I'm not like, you know, borscht a day Russian.
Is that like on a classification? The scale, yeah, that's how Russian you are. Borscht a day.
My hair is also not maroon anymore. So that's also on the scale.
You're just getting less and less Russian every moment.
Some stereotypes are real.
You did pull vodka out of your purse this morning. So
I did.
Keeping it alive.
True. True. So yeah, if you're using it for something really cool, tell us. We might be interested in trying it ourselves. And I don't know, give these a shot if you're interested or willing, and tell us about your experience.
Yeah, why not?
So as always, you can find anything that we've talked about on our show notes at crunchycocktailhour.com. We mentioned some of the supplements and things like that. I can definitely link some that I've that I've looked at the ingredients for. I have not tried a garlic supplement, but I can look at the ingredients and make sure that it contains the active ingredients that you want.
And if you want to try the cocktail that has been Larissa's favorite to date, check out the recipe at silverlinedandwine.com.
Totally try this, guys. It's so good. And of course, subscribe on Stitcher, Apple, iTunes, wherever you guys listen. We're here with you every Friday, and we'd love it if you're part of it.
Thanks, everyone.